this is Erin Foley.
Rebecca Corey here.
And we're talking sports.
Without any balls.
I never liked them.
I love them a lot. Ugh.
Then we're live.
Oh my, can you believe?
I can't discuss my frustration with the sports without balls technical issues.
Oh, I thought it was a good time to just reflect on things, and I took that time to do that.
Good.
Also, can we just make mention that we're in your room recording instead of the studio?
Instead of the studio, we are in my room.
And on your bed. I don't want to give away your secrets. I know you're private and you don't like the paparazzi all up in your business and people knowing everything. But you yes. have a pillow
yes.
that I myself would never even think to own or buy.
It was a gift. It was a gift from my girlfriend.
Okay. And the pillow says, love you more.
It's adorable.
It's adorable. I've never received anything like that. Let's just go there. No one would ever think to go, you know what? I see a love you more pillow. And when I see that, I see Rebecca Corey. No one would say that. I almost just spilled water on the desk.
Well, yes. We are, in fact, recording from my apartment this week because, as you know, Sports Without Balls, people, fans, last week we recorded a fantastic episode.
Amazing.
And it got caught in the audio hell. I wasn't able to salvage it, so it's a week later, and we're just going to do a little bit of an extended episode because we decided we just can't recreate episode 8. Now, episode 8, this is going to be episode 8, 9, that was about all kinds of topics. We'll get to some of those topics. Basically, it was a lot of male ball players behaving absolutely horribly, but at the top of the podcast, which we will recreate right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound sports worthy, but it goes right into.
She's explaining the transition, you guys.
I'm already explaining the transition, and it hasn't happened.
It hasn't even happened. She's going to explain what we're going to. She's going to explain the rundown.
Yes.
Before it happens.
Yes. I found out some news.
What do you mean? What?
That I'm gluten intolerant. Now, Rebecca's acting surprised, but she knows this. Yeah.
I knew that you'd gotten tested.
Yes. $900.
$900.
Well, I have to put some stuff into the insurance and see how much I can get back. I'm sure I'll get back like $5.
You know what it is? Listen, there's no price on health. That's what
there
I've been told.
No
there
price
is no price
on health.
Price on health.
Yes.
Although cigarettes are $8 a pack, and that's why I quit. But
yes.
You know, I used to smoke. I don't know if you knew that.
You used to smoke.
20 years I smoked cigarettes.
You smoked for 20 years?
Sure did.
Oh, my God.
It's not something I'm proud of. And if for our 13-year-old listener, I don't want you to start
Nobody
smoking.
Nobody
smoked. No one smoked.
If you're trying to be an athlete out there, put the cigarettes down.
Yeah, although Babe Ruth smoked. You know, that's something we should look into. Google who athlete smokers. I was in the clubhouse of the Cubs one time, and Mark Grace was in there. You know Mr. Mark Grace?
Tall, blonde, first baseman.
Of course I do. That was when tight ball pants were in. It was in the clubhouse. I don't know how I got there.
How did you get into the clubhouse of Wrigley Field?
I don't remember. But I was there, and he was chain smoking, and I was stunned by it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark Grace chain smoking.
Chain smoking, eating pizza before the game.
Well, I don't doubt it because last year, that whole, remember the Boston Red Sox scandal when they fired, was it Francona? Everyone was like drinking beer in the clubhouse.
Before the game.
During the game.
During the game.
It was just like a party.
I think baseball players are a different kind of athlete.
Yeah. Well, the Red Sox suck this year. So I encourage all Red Sox players to eat gluten and drink a lot of beer during the game.
Why does your face grimace when you feel like you can't, when you know that you can't have gluten?
Because
I find it amazing. I think it's great news.
Well, it will be when I start feeling better. Although, I have to say, in Los Angeles, like, everyone's gluten-free.
Sure.
Like, and let's say you were living, like, in a small town in America, and all of a sudden you got the news.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's say you told your neighbor, your loved one, and you'd be like, oh, my God, I just got the news. I can't eat gluten again. They'd be like, oh, my God. And there'd be research.
Yeah,
and there would be, here you're like, oh, I'm gluten-free. Everyone's like, yeah, me too. No one touches gluten in the state of California.
Yeah, in Iowa, they'd probably start planning your funeral.
Yes.
You know,
there'd
be trouble.
There would be trouble.
I think it's fantastic. I'm proud of you for taking the time to figure it out. I'm proud of you for being gluten-free. I think gluten is a terrible thing. I don't know what it is.
It's in everything I've ever loved in my life. The alarm clock goes off, and my first thought is, how soon can I get to beer and bread?
And so there's no, there is gluten-free beers though, right?
Yeah.
I might buy some tonight and try it and drink a six pack or a case. There's, I've been trying to not, just, I'm not going to get away from you being gluten-free because I think it's fascinating. And I've done some research myself on gluten, and there's a lot of athletes that are also
that's gluten-free. By the way, that's the transition, so don't panic, sports lovers. We're getting into gluten-free athletes.
That was the transition. That was the transition.
Do you want to know what I can have?
Yeah.
Here's what I, here's a column.
Wine.
And it says, things you can't have. Mm. And then it lists everything you've ever loved.
Okay.
So that's awesome.
You can have wine.
I can have wine. Allowed. You ready?
Yeah.
Rice, soy, potato, tapioca. Oh my God, I can't even tell you the last time I had tapioca.
I can't.
Never.
Either. Never.
Beans, garfava, whatever that is.
Mm, garfava. Must be Italian.
Sorghum, quinoa, millet, buckwheat, arrowroot, amaranth, teff, flax, and nut flowers.
Wow, so you're basically a horse on a farm. You are now a horse on a farm.
What? It's aggression. What
Taint
is this stuff?
Taint misbehaving.
Basically, I can eat twigs and bark, put a little salt on them, and cry in the corner with a bag of seeds.
And you will crap sand. Well, I am proud of you. I think it's for your health. And I want nothing more than to keep you around and to be happy and not have gas. Because I know gluten causes people to shit their pants and fart.
Yes. Not going to lie, I did have some gas issues.
Yeah, I've never been on the receiving end of it. Thank goodness. But I'm proud of you for it. And what are the, can you, are you going to mention the, no, but I just want to say that beer, you can get gluten-free beer. Am I right?
Yes, you can get gluten-free beer.
All right. Well, I'm going to try that tonight with, I'm going to drink a case of that and see how I feel tomorrow. See if there's any difference.
You know, some of the beer is called, Omission Pale Ale.
Have you tasted it?
No, but it's called Omission Pale Ale. There's a magazine to help you with your gluten-free lifestyle and it's called Living Without. It comes with a razor blade.
Do you think gluten, the Amish are gluten-free? I feel like they would be.
No, I feel like all they do is harvest grains and wheat and corn.
Because they seem to live without. I feel like that would be
They live without. I don't think they're going to be able to read Living Without because they don't have any light.
Yeah. Do they know how to read? I didn't think that. Don't they just do Braille?
No. No, I think they read.
Okay.
That would only imply that they read. They could read during the day. I don't know why I said that. They could.
Yeah, because sunlight does provide light.
Right.
Unless they're in those buggies. Those seem dark.
I don't know. Here's the thing. Let's tie this in to sports.
Great.
That's why we're here.
Would love to.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite all-time tennis players, Novak Djokovic. They call him the Joker.
Yeah.
French Open. Already got through round one. His dream is to win the French Open and complete the Grand Slam. He is gluten-free.
This is how
it ties back sports people. He was always up there, like, you know, you got Nadal and Federer, and so he was like 3-4, couldn't break in, couldn't win the big one, stamina issues, fatigue issues, and goes gluten-free.
No more gas.
Six Grand Slam titles.
No more gas.
No gas.
You know why?
Why?
Because I eat a gluten-free pretzel.
Right.
Which has a hint of sugar. I'm not mad at it.
It's gluten-free snacks.
Yeah. Running for a ball.
Yeah.
As fast as you can, holding in a fart, must be... It literally must be mind-numbing.
It certainly would throw me off my game. Let me tell you that much.
I'll tell you this. I'll tell you something.
Tell me.
I've had intercourse while I've been holding in a fart.
Oh, God.
I know it's a lot to talk about.
Right.
But we're all family, and our listeners understand us. And I could tell you one thing. Not good.
Not good. No. Because you can't concentrate on the serve and volley, and you can't concentrate on your pleasure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're connecting with another human is what I like to say.
Yes. Connecting with another human. Yes.
Yeah,
that's another good way to put it.
It's all about love.
French Open people, we are in probably first round. People are playing their second match.
Mm-hmm.
Djokovic has never won the French Open. Nadal, I think, has won it six times. I think he's won it six times in a row. Hold on, we got to fact check. Carol?
Carol. Oh.
Carol, going to fact check? Carol!
Pants are off again.
I cannot.
I know it.
She is passed out, Rebecca.
I know it.
She's drunk.
Well, she started drinking at 8. this morning. So.
I can't take this. Right. I really can't take this.
Well, she doesn't have anywhere to go.
This was her last week. I know she's. It. We hire her to fact check this stuff. This was her last week, and I tell you, it's not working.
Well, she has some addiction issues. She was adopted. There's a lot of things.
There's a lot of stuff. You know what? Carol's out. Pam's in.
Pam's in.
That's it. Pam is in.
I cannot wait for Pam.
Let me do a quick impression, listeners, of what's going on with Carol right now. Hey, Carol, you want to fact check that Nadal just won 6 years in a row? That's it. That's what's happening with Carol. A whole lot of nothing. And you know who's upset about it? Angel. Rebecca's dog.
Angel the pit bull is absolutely irate. And as a result, I'm going to put her cone on.
Oh, my God. Rebecca's now putting a cone on a pit bull, named Angel, who is the sweetest thing. She has, I'm praying she goes back to sleep because I can't concentrate at all.
I think she may be getting a little bit antsy.
Okay, everybody watch the French Open. Okay. One of these days, probably, hopefully the next week, we will be recording honestly in a real studio where there will be no, sound issues, audio issues.
None.
We've already actually stopped this program, which you don't even know, for about 20 minutes so I can try to re-record some stuff.
Uh-huh.
There's a pit bull with a cone walking around my bedroom. Carol's passed out with her pants off.
Hammered.
And all I want to do is try to talk about sports for 1 hour a week, and you wouldn't believe what it takes.
I will tell you something. If we were filming, here's the deal. If we were filming what we had to get through just to talk about sports for 1 hour, we'd have a development deal.
We would have a development deal.
Yeah.
First it's YouTube, but let's get started, 8-year-olds. I was at Mac, two classes with a guy that said he solved this issue, and we've had to stop this recording twice.
Can we call him and get him on the phone? Any way we can get him on the phone?
You know what? It's going to be one of these things where we're not going to record in GarageBand ever again, and we're just going to get through this episode, and it might take us 4 hours to record 45 minutes, but it's going to happen because I just ordered cocaine.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Tennis, French Open, sweeping the nation.
I like it, gluten-free.
Get it. Carol just woke up and said, I think he just won six. So, you know what? It's going to be, I hope, Nadal Djokovic in the finals.
I do, too.
And, you know, people say Venus is going to walk through or Serena's going to walk through the final. Who knows? You never know. There's some good, fantastic, hot Russian women players.
Is there really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, is that one that was dating Enrique Iglesias still in the mix?
Anna Kournikova?
Yeah, she in there?
I think she retired in 94.
I'm sorry. Okay, don't follow tennis closely.
She did star in some music videos.
I did see her in that, and I thought she was quite comfortable with her sexuality. Yeah. Good for her.
Let's talk about this. Let's transition out of tennis.
Sure.
Speaking of retiring, big news stories. David Beckham officially retired last week from soccer.
Tears.
20 years.
20 years.
20.
I bet his knees hurt.
Oh, that is a man I would make out with.
That is a man.
Well, you would do a lot more.
Yeah, he could enter anything.
But here's the thing. If you were like, Aaron, can you want to hook up? Because everyone's like, oh, he's hot. And then I'm like, well, I'd bang the wife. Victoria Beckham or David Beckham? I'd beg David Beckham.
I think so. That wife is something.
I would break her.
She looks hungry.
I would break
she's
her.
She's hungry and tired.
I'd be like, hey, you want to make out? And then she would crumble.
Snap. Yeah, because she's so hungry.
She's starving.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. 20 years, David Beckham. League titles in four different countries.
Yeah.
U.S., England, Spain, and France.
Yeah.
Bend it like Beckham. I'm going to miss him.
I am, too. He's delicious.
He's delicious.
He does have those three sons, though. They look identical to him.
Yeah.
I guarantee at least one of them is going to play soccer.
Yes.
They won't look as cute.
But it was so fun to watch David Beckham, especially when he played for the LA Galaxy, which is right in our the Home Depot Center, about an hour away.
But didn't he get injured 2 seconds after getting the...
He got injured quite a bit, but still so fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm sad to see him go.
Yeah.
Should we make him something?
What do you think we should make him for his retirement? A quilt.
We could.
Can't sew.
All right. Well,
I can't sew.
I'm sad to see him go, and I don't think the team, I think the team's going to miss him. I think that the sport's going to miss him.
Yeah, he was 38. Time to go. He really hasn't had it really on the turf in about 5 years. He's still super sweet to watch. And I remember in his prime watching Olympics, watching all those World Cups when he played for England. And I'd be like cheering so close for England just to see him play because of that crazy, I would argue one of the best, like, free kickers of all time, when there was a penalty and they lined the ball up.
Where does he go? Up high or low corner? Where does he go usually?
Usually does those crazy, like, the Bend It Like Beckham movie, like, that was from, he'll do, like, high corner, but it's the opposite. It'll literally start, like, it's going in the right corner, all of a sudden it ends up in the left corner.
Amazing.
It was unreal.
Yeah, I'm sad. That sucks, because there's no real, I mean, besides him and Pele, I don't know if you remember Pele. Did he retire?
Pele is retired.
Is he out of the game?
Yes. I think he retired in the 60s. Carol! Oh, forget it! maybe the 70s.
But you do know Pele.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What about Pele?
Am I pronouncing it correctly?
I do think that Beckham is not as good as Pele.
I'm just bringing Pele up, because not since Pele.
Pele now is French.
Not since that fine gentleman has there been a man in soccer except for Beckham, and now he's gone. So who's going to be the next one? Who's going to be the Muhammad Ali of soccer, if you will?
Okay, we're going to differ on this, because Beckham is the most famous, but he's certainly not the most talented. Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi. All these guys are much better than Beckham.
You ever seen Ronaldo in a white Speedo on the beach? Please, if you haven't, I'm going to have to ask you to Google that. Take a gander.
No, he's a beautiful man. But Messi is the best. And I think you could sit down and two soccer aficionados could argue that Messi's probably the greatest player of all time. Better than Pele.
Really?
Yeah. He's unreal. He's still playing. You can still see him. He plays for Spain.
I would go, but we have WNBA games to go see.
Listen, we're going to put that on hold for 2 seconds just to wrap up the soccer stuff before we start talking about the WNBA. Robbie Robinson. No, what's his? I think that's a singer.
Oh, yeah. Robbie Benson is a singer.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. Robbie, Google this for me real quick.
Okay.
The gay boy that just came out, and he just got picked up by the LA Galaxy.
Oh, he was not only on Anderson Cooper. He's taking a personal break right now. He's taking a breather.
What do you mean?
He came out. He's not. He took the.
He just got picked up by the LA Galaxy, and he just played.
He did?
Yes.
He was just on Anderson Cooper saying he was taking a personal break.
He did. He took a break, and he just got picked up by the LA Galaxy.
I love it.
Literally and physically got picked up. And the video.
He's a delicious young man.
Yeah, he came in the last, like, maybe 10 minutes of a game, maybe 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Galaxy won 4-0, and he came in with, like, 10 minutes left or something like that. And the crowd, it's online, people, Google it. The crowd went berserk. Insane. It was so awesome.
It's Robbie.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't think of it. It's like Robbie Robinson, but it's not like that. It's something like that. I wrote down Robbie and then didn't write down his last name.
That's okay.
Even though I just watched him play.
I believe his name is Robbie Rogers.
Robbie Rogers.
Yeah.
Close enough.
And he is a delicious, delicious.
Super cute.
Walk
and
of life.
Greeted on the turf, like, with everybody, like, not a big deal, because it's not a big deal. But it is a big deal, because technically, he is the first out gay player, playing ever in North America.
In American soccer, because there's the rugby guy that's...
No, in North America.
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays for Europe. Or
amazing.
English. England. Yeah.
Amazing.
So that is huge, and it was greeted with, like, a big cheer, and then game on as it should be. Who the F cares? But apparently way too many people care. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun soccer stuff. Go watch him play. Well, just go watch soccer play in general. We're going to keep going with soccer. Here's some fun news. This Sunday, Rebecca Corey, tune in. Our women's soccer national team, 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, on ESPN News, the U.S. women's national team, who I'd like to bet all of them.
Great.
Is playing Canada.
Guarantee you could bet at least 75% of them.
I don't know.
Okay.
Mm.
We'll look into that. Maybe we'll do a shout out to Julie Foudy. Julie Foudy.
They're playing in Toronto.
Okay.
Canada has now become a real rival of the U.S., which is exciting.
But they're not gonna get, like, red cards and cause fights, because Canadians, we all know, are incredibly
no, but
very
they could
mellow.
Beat us.
Oh, is that right?
In the Olympics last year, was it last year? Yeah, last summer, the Olympics.
Okay,
we played Canada in the semifinals, barely won. It was something like 4-3.
Okay,
and it was like a controversial call at the end. Sorry, had to do a little burp.
Mm-hmm.
And
free.
There's this woman who plays from Canada. Her name is Christine Sinclair. She did a hat trick in the Olympics. against the U.S. team.
Scored Explain what a hat trick is.
Okay. 3 goals.
That's a hat trick?
That's a hat trick.
Because the hat tricks I'm used to are very different than that.
Would you like to explain your favorite type of hat trick?
A hat and then no hands.
Oh!
Other than that...
Could you do hat tricks?
I can't. But no? I've been in the presence of several people who can. Anywho, I learned something. Okay, hat trick is also used in the sports world. All right, 3 goals. You're kidding me.
Sidney Crosby just had a hat trick for the Penguins last week.
Did they have orange wedges? Do they do that in the professional?
I know. You want to bring back the orange wedge. Don't think it's going to happen.
I'm not going to lie. I will tell you, if I take Angel out on a long walk and it's hot, sometimes I come in, not going to lie, I slice up oranges, like orange wedges. I get them all in a bowl.
Uh-huh.
Pretend it's halftime.
Wow.
And I win.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
What's more fun than you or your dog eating an orange wedge and pretending you're playing a professional match of some
orange
sort?
Orange wedge breaks, I wish, were something that would catch on. We'd have a happier society, if you ask me.
Yes.
Okay.
Looks like I'm going to be slicing up some orange wedges right before we start this podcast so we can get hydrated and get into mode.
You cannot have enough vitamin C.
You cannot. And then we'll feel more professional. We'll feel more athletic. I'm wearing athletic pants right now. I took a power walk before this podcast. I stretch out my hammies.
I updated my period app, and we are ready to go.
Sunday.
Yes.
This match is going to be phenomenal. And here's the thing with Christine Sinclair, who I love, that plays for Canada. You can see her. She plays for our American Women's Professional Soccer League. She plays for the Portland Thorns. Portland, Oregon. You can see her play. Teammate Alex Morgan. They score goals. Alex Morgan, of course, is our, like, female. She's, like, taking the place of what we'd hope to follow in the path of Mia Hamm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Pele.
Or Pele?
Pele.
Whoever.
Okay.
Anyway, they're like a crazy amazing duo, and they play for Portland, so you can see her. But tune in and catch some awesome women's soccer action on Sunday. I wish I could see film of you running around playing soccer in your youth.
Oh, because I was going to say, now you wouldn't want to, because I would probably be a sweeper. because I can't move other than from side to side, out of shape. I'm trying to get back into shape, just letting you know.
Increase your lateral movements?
And I've been eating quinoa, and I just got broccoli from Whole Foods, so things are shaping up.
Wow.
Yeah.
A couple bites of broccoli, I feel like you could get right back on that.
I feel good today. I didn't drink a case of wine last night.
Okay, good.
I feel good today.
Good.
Although I'm going to try that gluten-free beer.
Omission.
Mm-hmm.
Pale ale.
Great.
Basketball.
Yeah, these finals.
I have been enjoying them, I have to say. What I didn't realize, okay, so just a sports fan to keep you current because we missed last week. The Spurs now have swept the Memphis Grizzlies. I did not see that coming. I thought Memphis would at least win a couple games. I even thought going into the series that Memphis looked like the hotter team.
I know. It was really embarrassing. There were some giant leads, too, that they had. Am I wrong in that?
What? Memphis?
Yeah.
Well, they lost in overtime. I mean, there were some close games.
There was two overtimes,
wasn't
there? Ugh. Wasn't there two overtimes?
There might have been.
Not a double overtime in one game, but two overtimes in two separate games. Anyways,
maybe. I know there was at least one.
Yeah. Kind of a bummer, but I know that the I love Indiana.
Indiana's good. Here, let's stick to the Spurs for a second.
Okay.
And then we're going to go right into Indiana.
Right.
And then into the WNBA.
Okay.
What I was really, I just can't believe Zach Randolph, their big middle guy for the Memphis Grizzlies, I think he took 4 games off. I think he might have been on vacation the entire series.
Do you think games are ever fixed in the NBA? Let's be honest for 1 second.
After watching Indiana-Miami last night, mm-hmm. I thought, because sometimes Miami looks like they could play...
they could win everyone.
I don't know, you could get like Magic Johnson, Kareem, like you could get like an all-star team and Miami could win.
Yeah.
They seem so invincible.
Yes.
And then the next day, you're like, what just happened to the Miami team yesterday?
Right. That's right.
And then there was some crazy calls in last night's game, which we can discuss. And I thought, do they do this for ratings?
I know.
It feels like sometimes they just, well, are they just like missing shots on, I mean, probably not, but sometimes yes, it but, feels like it.
Yeah, and some of the announcers will say, now we have a series.
Yeah.
Now, like, they'll talk about, the, you know, they'll commentate, and at the end they'll be like, now we have a series. It's like, oh, okay, I guess we didn't before, because they could just come in and wipe everybody's butt real quick and it's over.
Yeah.
But they, you know how much money is made every time they play?
Yeah.
So to not, it's like, I'm not saying, it always goes through my mind, and I even thought it back in the day with Jordan, because I lived in Chicago during all those, all the Bulls championships. And there were times where the Bulls would be like that, too, where they would play where, like, there's not a single, there's no way that they could lose. There's no, then they'd come out the next day, and, you know, the next game, and it'd be like, what?
Even if you just take LeBron James, and last night was game four, now Indiana and Miami are tied 2-2. LeBron, to me, feels like every time he could come down the floor, and obviously you want to get your teammates involved. Obviously, that he could just score at will. Like,
yeah, he
could just actually just score at will. Because he's, like, you know, so good, it's insane. And he doesn't, or he'll pass, or he's not involved in the offense. And you're just like, dude, just take the ball and go to the hoop every time.
Every time.
I'm not saying every time. You know, obviously, that would be ridiculous. But there were times in that game where Miami looked like they were, you know, Indiana was doing so well, and Miami would just then just take it to another level, and then they'd be up by like 6-7 points a couple times, and then just let Indiana right back in.
Yes.
And it just went back and forth, and I just kept thinking, like,
weird.
Why can't they just keep, like, stepping on the accelerator? Now, it's also, you know, due to Indiana plays phenomenal defense, and their big guys, Hibbert was on fire last night. It was so fun to watch. And they're, you know, they have horrible, Miami just can't really rebound that well at all. So that's their weakness. But it just feels to me like they could have just taken the game over repeatedly, and they just didn't. And I'm, why? They've got all these superstars.
I know.
Their bench is better than probably Indiana's starting five.
I know.
And it just didn't happen.
I look at LeBron too and go, you're like, it's like a joke. Sometimes he makes, when you watch him play, it's like he's making everyone else around him that he's competing against literally look like 7th graders.
Yeah.
The way he moves, the size of his body too.
He's so big. Yeah.
Like the way he even steps on the court, the way he moves his, he just glides and he's just.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this, his block last night, but.
I did. He followed the guy all the way down the court.
Yeah.
Step by step. Timed it out. Is that the block you're talking about?
The block where his head hit the backboard. I mean, I don't know if it technically hit the backboard, but he got in front of him, jumped.
Yeah, I saw.
And his head was, like, his head was by the rim. And so his hand was way above the basket. And at one point, it looked like he had to keep his head down a little bit not to hit the back of the backboard. It was so amazing.
Well,
and you know I'm not his biggest fan, but
yeah,
it was
amazing.
He's like otherworldly on the court, and yet Indiana's—it's 2-2. I mean, I really love how Indiana's—they've really made me into like absolute fans. Also, you know, I have a problem with Shane Battier.
Why?
I like Timid Duke. I've always liked him. I thought he was like a really, like, you know, not the greatest, but a really a good solid basketball player. He always, and now he's just like this flopper, dirty player.
You know, I want to talk about the flopping. I think it would be a brilliant idea to incorporate that into real life.
Yeah.
Like if you're at the DMV, you're waiting in line. It's not going fast enough. Just flop. Just fall straight back. And then just stand up and put your arms out and look around at everybody. Like, did anyone see that?
And then they're like, miss, you're
miss,
next.
You're next. If you're going to be, are you okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
And you're like, I'm getting hit both left and right side. Excuse me.
Because these guys are flopping now at such... I don't think that Tony Parker can shoot the ball without falling down on the ground. It's getting to that. It's that bad now.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
They have
and, you know,
stop.
Everyone's complaining about the hip check. You know, did the Indiana guy flop? Excuse me. I have something in my throat, which is great because we've had more technical difficulties
than
I can tell you.
Ever.
And now I can't speak, and I'm looking at a pit bull with a comfy cone around his face. And the thing is, like, it was like, you know, every call, it was like every 30 seconds there was another call. I mean, at one point, it was just like, you know, it just felt like there could have been like 5-on-5, like balloon animal. It was just like, oh my God, there's a piece of confetti, blow the whistle. It was every 2 seconds. I was like, what is, just let them play.
I know.
Let them play.
I know. I wish they would let them just play, especially in the finals. I wish they would just let them go to town, beat each other up.
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
But when everyone's flopping and everyone's like complaining, and David West, it was on both teams.
So I'm
not throwing Miami under the bus at all. And I'm just saying, if the refs weren't calling every 2 seconds, LeBron wouldn't have gotten called for that sixth foul. But like, then he was complaining. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have done the other five. But, you know, all in all, I do think that...
complaining doesn't work. They've never turned... I've never seen a call get turned over because of a complaint.
Ever. How about in baseball? That's the one that makes me laugh the hardest. When, you know, there's a play at first base, mm-hmm. and, you know, the runner's like, I'm safe. You know, it's so close. And the coach runs out.
Screaming.
What is going to happen? Nothing.
Have you ever seen a ref, an ump go...
Oh, my bad.
My bad.
You're screaming at my face.
Yeah.
You're saying, I'm a giant asshole and I missed that call. You know what? I better overturn it.
Never.
You're right.
Never.
Never.
It's outrageous. It should not be allowed. The arguing, you should get another penalty on top.
You
should pay money if you argue.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yes.
$100.
Like a quarter in the quarter jar.
Yeah.
No, it's so... Ooh, my alarm just went off. Here's the thing.
Yep.
It's absolutely ridiculous. We talked about this in the episode that will never get aired because of the sound quality.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote it down because it was making me laugh so hard because we were talking about the Spurs. And I was saying how Tony Parker, I don't know why we were saying this, but how Tony Parker would make an excellent drag queen.
He would. Wonderful cheekbones. And he's so slight. Like, if you ever notice the top of his arms, he doesn't have, like, big man...
No. 37 points in the game 4 against the Memphis. He took the game over. And when I was watching it, it just was making
and
me laugh.
It's not even fun to watch. It's the weirdest thing.
Well, I think he's kind of fun to watch.
You do?
I guess the only reason why I was just like sort of cheering for the Spurs in game 4 is because I can't stand Miami so much where I thought, well, maybe the Spurs could legitimately give Miami a run for their money.
I don't know. I just thought they were really boring.
No, I mean, you're right.
They're really awful.
They're boring.
Yeah. I mean, that's the time when I miss the Dennis Rodman of the, I miss the theatrics of basketball.
Because Duncan, their team leader, it's like, I think it would be more entertaining watching someone take a nap.
I'd rather watch Dr. Phil.
Not even napping.
I would rather watch Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
Play in short shorts.
Well, I think everyone would want to watch that. And then he would stop the game and be like, do you want to talk about this? No, Dr. Phil. Put the ball in the hoop. Yeah, Tim Duncan, it's like... Oh, by the way, remember we were talking about we don't know anything about Tim Duncan?
Yeah, what do you know?
I just heard some report that he's divorcing his wife. He's getting divorced and he has two kids.
That was
the only thing I was like, oh, he's got a wife and kids.
Well, maybe he seems down. Maybe that's why he always walks around with that low-hanging head.
Oh, my God. Doesn't it feel like... Every day he wakes up, he's like, my head just weighs so much.
Yeah, I always feel bad for his shoulders.
He just looks absolutely exhausted.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Indiana, 2-2. Spurs are in the playoffs. Let's shift gears.
We're going to shift them.
Shifting gears to the WNBA. My ladies!
Oh, no. Oh, here it comes. I feel it.
I know.
I feel like a name is going to...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's going to come out, and...
Who do you think I'm going to talk about?
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner dunks twice.
Did she really?
She's the first woman to dunk twice in a game.
Ever.
Ever.
Was it one-handed, two-handed?
I think it was a two-handed jam, and she was like swinging from the rim. The other one was a one-handed jam. Candace Parker, Lisa Leslie, both... who played for the Sparks. Candace Parker still plays for the Sparks. They both dunked in the game, but just once. Griner, this is her debut. She dunked twice.
First game ever?
First game ever in the WNBA.
Oh.
But. Boy.
Okay, yes,
there's
but.
There's a twist.
They lost.
Uh-huh. Now, here it is. She plays for the Phoenix Mercury. They're playing the Chicago Fire? Chicago Sky.
Chicago Fire Sky. Okay, they're called Chicago Fire Sky. I don't know.
No, I think they're called the Chicago Fire, but then I just
thought
that's also a TV show.
Yeah, I don't
know. So it could be
Chicago
Fire. Sky.
It's ABC. Go ahead.
Carol, wake up and do something.
Ever, fact a check.
We're paying you in drink tickets.
Come on.
Oh, that's why.
Oh, that's why.
That's why.
Ugh. God. What's that gluten-free beer?
Omission.
Okay. I'm going to try that later. Case.
Okay. Chicago. They lost. But they got blown out, and the Chicago team has my favorite lady on it.
Who?
Della Dunn. Elena Della Dunn. Okay.
Wait a minute. You love someone more than Brittany Griner?
To tell you the truth, I do. Because.
Whoa.
Because.
Whoa.
No, I love Brittany Griner.
Yeah.
I never, to me, the dunking and the big center and all that stuff, like, yeah. It just, since I was not that, it yeah. does, I don't gravitate towards
sure.
that.
Sure. She doesn't wear glasses?
No, she doesn't. Ever, no one wears glasses.
Well, I think you wore glasses, office
well,
glasses.
Well, no, I mean now.
Oh, yeah.
In current day.
Right.
And today, in current day, I would be wearing contacts and I'd probably have more self-esteem.
Well, you'd maybe have goggles over them because you wouldn't want to get any dust in there. But whatever.
I would not be wearing goggles.
Well, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did, so careful where you walk.
He's a man.
Well, eyes.
Lady with goggles.
Do you believe your eyes couldn't be in a man's body? I'm an organ donor. I know exactly.
Are you saying your eyes are in Kareem Abdul's body?
No, what I'm saying is when this casing, this perfect casing of mine no longer functions... And I'm buried with all my gear on.
Yes.
As I'm going to be in a tube top.
Episode 6.
Gear. I'm going to just be buried in gear.
Gear.
I want my eyes to be removed and put in someone's eyes, perhaps a man's. That's all I'm saying. And if he wants to wear goggles, he has that right.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying
is... Tell me.
My entire life when I was playing sports, I had blue goggles. And it took me a while...
To shake it off?
To shake that off.
Okay.
Being called Kurt Rambis... Yeah, Google Kurt Rambis in the 80s, people. Why don't you do that? And then send me a check. I don't know why I just said send me a check. It was difficult.
Oh, that's
rough. We've already discussed it.
Well,
it was difficult.
At least you've never been called Webster. Carry on.
Someone called you Webster?
Are you joking? I have been called Webster, Gary Coleman.
No.
People have said to me, what you talking about, Rebecca?
Oh.
I have been called a midget by a midget.
What? What are you talking about? A midget called you a midget? Please tell me what happened.
It was one of those days where you wake up and you look in the mirror and you think to yourself, you know what? You're going to get some of me tonight. You know what I mean?
No.
Because you feel good about yourself.
Oh, okay.
You look good.
You did that in such a mean voice where I was like,
well,
does that mean you're going to hit someone?
Well, maybe.
Okay.
It's just whatever you're into.
Whatever. Okay.
Whatever I'm into.
Right.
So I wake up, feel great. You know, maybe listen to Rihanna or something like that on the way to...
Ella.
Umbrella. And then I go to this place and I was shooting something and I shake everyone's hand. I'm saying hello to people who are my colleagues, my fellow colleagues.
Yes.
I was happy to be there with shooting something. I think I got paid $25. Doesn't matter. So I'm there, shake everybody's hand. At that point, after I said hello to everyone, a midget walks up to me. A real one.
Okay.
A black male midget.
Okay.
Walks up to me. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Looks up at me.
Yeah. Looks up at you. That's the important part.
That's a very key part.
Yeah.
Puts his hand out, little tiny fingers, those weird.
Yeah.
Puts it in my hand. I'm shaking it, keeping it together. Because you and I both know that that's an awkward feeling to have a midget's hand inside your hand. No one needs it. It's weird.
It's actually never happened to me before, but I can just imagine.
Well, when it does, I want you to know, just take a deep breath and keep smiling. Okay? Shake his hand. He looks up at me, and says to me, are you a little person too?
Oh, no.
In front of the entire room.
No.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
I heard my asshole slam shut.
No.
Okay, I heard it. I stopped. I wanted to look at him in the eyes.
Yeah.
But they're on either side of his head.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. So I picked one.
Okay.
And I said, I don't think so. I'm going to Google it. And I Googled it. I am not. I beat it by an inch.
Okay.
Point is this.
Yes.
I'm not saying that... You know, people have a right to call a midget. I don't think it's very nice because they like to be called little people. But
yeah.
I have a right to call a midget because here's the rule. If you're called a midget by a midget and you're 98% sure that you're not a midget, then you have a right to call a midget a midget.
Green light. You get the green light.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm not belittling the torture that you went through and getting called names. Who's the guy?
Kurt Rambis.
I'm sure that hurts. I'm not saying that it doesn't hurt. And I'm not saying that your feelings aren't valid.
Totally.
But I'm just saying.
It's a different set of feelings getting hurt.
What if, though, it's a different set of feelings getting hurt. It's sort of like me getting called a midget by a midget is like, would be like if Kurt Rambis and you happened to be in a locker room together.
Yeah.
He walked by you. You walked by him. He stopped and went, oh, my God, I thought I looked in the mirror.
Wow. Yes.
That would be the exact same equivalent.
Yes.
All right. I'm just saying.
So he, of course, was 20 years older. So he would look at me, and I was a 13-year-old girl with goggles. And he's like, holy shit, it's like looking in the mirror. And then I would have probably ended it. Kurt Rambis. Okay, right. So there's a my girl Della Dunn. She plays for Chicago. She was a second. She was a second pick. Grina goes first. Della Dunn goes second.
Yes.
Dwiggins. It's not Dwiggins.
Dwight Higgins.
I can't literally Diggins. She goes third.
Okay.
Girl. Pam. Can't wait for Pam.
I cannot wait for someone who's competent, who knows how to pour a glass of water.
Jesus. Okay, so Della Dunn plays for Delaware.
Yeah.
She was drafted to go play UConn. Kind of loses her mind at UConn. Never played for UConn. Goes back to her University of Delaware. You know, takes Delaware, who wasn't, they weren't even good to like Sweet 16 of March Madness. Gets drafted second. Scores 22 points against Griner's team at Phoenix, which are predicted to either go to the championship or second place or something. And they blow him up by 20 points. And she scores 22 points. And she is so fun to watch. For me, I love Griner.
Yeah.
But for me, as a basketball fan and a basketball player, someone who played for so long, she just has a more fun game to watch.
Yeah.
Because she's so multidimensional. She can go right to the hoop with the best of them. But she can also just rain down thunder from the three-point line.
She can rain it down. She's are we going to go see?
Okay, so we're going to go
Who are you and I going to go see?
Well, we're going to go see the Sparks play somebody, just depending on the date. And that's going to be in another week or two.
Okay, who's the somebody you want it to be?
Well, I'd like to see Phoenix, where I can say see Griner play, and Gianna Taurasi, who's like one of my all-time favorites.
Wow, that's
she
a tough
scored
name.
Like 18
that is a
or
tough,
20.
Tough name.
Diana Taurasi, she's
Italian.
Oh, I
thought you said Gina. I was like,
no,
wow.
No, Diana, Diana.
I thought you said...
Her name is not Gina.
I thought you said Gina Taurasi. I was like, that is rough.
Wow.
That's a tough upbringing.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you imagine if your name was Gina?
That was like Taint Misbehaving, the horse.
Because everyone would walk by her and go...
I know. I just seriously thought you said Gina. I was like, wow.
Nope.
You know what? I take back the midget thing, because that would have been way worse than her. Yeah.
Okay, would you rather be a midget, or would your name rather be Gina Taurasi?
Well, that's a very easy answer, because you said, would I rather be a midget or rather have that name? I'd rather have that name. If you're asking, would I rather be, which one would I want to have the name Gina or be confused as I might possibly be a midget, I still go with
the You got to go with Gina. You got to go with Gina.
I got to go with Gina because when a little person asks you if you two are one of them.
Yes.
And they have fingers the size of snossages and no eyes.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Hurts.
Going with Gina.
It cuts.
All righty. That's the WNBA talk. I think we've cleared a lot of that up.
I think we've cleared a lot of things up, if you want my honest opinion.
Let's get back to this.
Great.
We're going to do a little segment called Men Behaving Badly, which we touched upon early, and then we didn't go see it through because I think we had some audio difficulties. By the way, this is the last week of audio difficulties.
Oh, it is.
And then we're going to end with this day in sports.
Great.
I've got a good one.
Oh, I love it.
Here's the men behaving badly.
Mm-hmm.
In three or four instances, now one of this is like kind of last week's story, but we're going to talk about it anyway. We have Dwight Howard being the ultimate absolute baby, who I think is going to get D'Antoni fired.
I know he powders his balls. He's a baby.
He's a total baby. And then Chris Paul, who I totally liked, Clippers guard,
yep,
basically got Vinny Del Negro fired.
I know.
Who everyone loved. So now it's just basically these big effing babies. And then Sergio Garcia, golfer, in a press conference, he's got a beef with Tiger Woods, says, oh, yeah, I'll have him over to dinner. I'll order fried chicken.
I mean, what is going on?
Men behaving horribly.
Just
in
a
sports.
Bunch of little tiny, tiny babies.
Tiny.
Rich.
Entitled.
Brats.
But the thing is, you should never give that power to the athlete.
No, you shouldn't. I
know Chris Paul's really good. There's a lot of good players. You're going to give all that power to one, and then you're not going to. Of course, there's going to be other. Griffin is going to be resentful. The Lob City guy, DeAndre Jordan. There's supposed to be strife
Griffin.
In the locker room. I mean,
is it the Lob City guy you were talking about, Griffin?
Yeah, and Jordan.
But I'm just saying, I just think that they should. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I think that they should abolish coaches in the NBA. I feel like they should just abolish them.
What? So what? Who does the players are going to be coaching?
Yeah, because that's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
You ever seen Kobe Bryant sit on the side with his little whiteboard, his little, you know, shouting out plays while he's eating M&Ms? Not.
Yeah.
I mean, then fine, coach yourselves, you little.
Yeah.
Gets me really mad.
Yeah.
Makes me, and they make a lot of money.
They make so much money.
The coaches make so much money, and what they do when they're you know how they have wired on
yeah.
ESPN and Fox or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they do it on all the games now, right? I don't know about network ones, but they have that wired segment where the coaches are wired in the
yeah.
huddles. They're saying nothing. Guys, get out there.
Yeah.
Shoot that ball.
Get
it in the hoop. Play some defense out there, guys.
We're doing coaches from Wisconsin.
Yeah, they're all from Wisconsin. When they,
yeah.
Basically, that's what they're telling. Guys, post up. Guys, you know, don't let them get through.
Yeah.
They're making so much money.
Yeah.
So when they get fired by players, I don't really care. I mean, it makes me mad because the players are babies, but they've been given the power. The players have been given the power.
It's pathetic.
Yep.
Absolutely pathetic.
Now, do you think the ladies in the NBA, the WNBA, have that power?
No.
No.
Well, honestly, you know, I hate, like, doing the whole comparing thing, but just women react differently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're also not getting paid, you know, $56 million to shoot a ball through the hoop.
True
and
that.
And it's just like, I don't know. They just, I don't know what it is. They're just, they use their brains more, and it's a different game. We're just, I don't know. It's just, I think it's the money. I think it's the money
it really
is a huge
is.
Factor. But the egos.
Oh my.
The egos. Sports without balls, fans. This is when the audio went into severe crackdown again. That 45 minutes took Rebecca and I about 3.5 hours. Now it is about 12 o'clock at night, and I am going to wrap up the episode just myself with my mic. I'm going to do athlete super fan of the week, and then we're going to do This Week in Sports, another about 4 minutes of me doing a little rant to end this podcast, and then I tell you what, no more double mic on GarageBand recording. We're going to get go to a studio and do this more professionally because... I've had several nervous breakdowns in the last couple weeks, and it's been a little insane. So here's the last couple minutes of episode 8 of Sports Without Balls, me flying solo. This is one of my absolute favorite stories. Super fan. This is a super fan. Her name is Donna Lobano. Okay, she's a Chicago Blackhawks super fan. By the way, Chicago Blackhawks, she's going to be very excited. Took game 7 tonight over Detroit. Very exciting that Chicago wins. I like both teams. I didn't actually care, but I was hoping for a good game, and it was absolutely fantastic game. Goal gets reneged, and then Chicago comes back in overtime. Very exciting. Okay, this woman, Donna Lobano, she goes into labor. This is the first round. Chicago's playing the Wild. Her water breaks in the middle of game 7. Her water breaks, and she stays. She stays, and she watches the entire game. Super fan, plug out, water breaks. I'm just going to keep going. Apparently, she had a child before. She knew what she was doing. She knew... she maybe had some time left. Watches the end. Chicago wins. Gives birth to a baby boy about 3 to 4 hours after the game. Donna, you win. Super fan. Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. I mean, I have lucky scarves or skarks. I don't even know what that word was. I have hats. I've stayed at games 14, 15 innings. I've started praying. I mean, I've done a lot, but never with the water breaking. Never with the water breaking. Probably because I've never been pregnant. Maybe that is also why that didn't happen. Can't say if I was pregnant, my water did break, I would remain in the arena. I have a small panic issue. My girlfriend calls it the FPB, the Foley panic button. And I probably would have screamed and been like, I love you, Blackhawks, but I'm going to need an ambulance. And then a wine cooler. Bringing back the wine coolers. All right, here's the last story. If you could see me right now, I'm in my apartment. I'm screaming into the microphone because the volume's so low, because I don't actually think the mic is even working. I think I'm just screaming into a random, maybe, speaker on the laptop. And I'm sure when I go back and download this into iTunes, I'm going to want to pull my, just rip my eyeballs out. But we're going to keep going. This is it. This is This Day in Sports History, one of my favorite things to look up. This is a good one. Wednesday, May 29th, that's what we're on. This Day in Sports, Wednesday, May 29th, 1911, the first run of the Indianapolis 500. Indianapolis 500, 1911. I, honest to God, wasn't sure if we even had cars in 1911. And we did, and they raced them. And Ray Heron won. Pretty exciting. This past weekend, of course, the Indy 500 happens. 2.5-meter track. I didn't know that. 200 laps, hence the 500. What do you do for 200 laps? What do you think about? I guess maybe you can't think about anything. Or you die. But I don't know. All I could think of was that Big Ben Parliament from the movie Vacation. It's so much better when Rebecca's here because I could laugh at her and her and me, and now it's just midnight in my apartment, and I'm just literally screaming into a mic, questioning all my life choices. But I'm still doing it. This is a feel-good story. The winner of the Indy 500 is Tony Kanaan. Well, we'll just say Kanaan. K-A-N-A-A-N. And this is a really interesting story. 7 years ago, Tony goes to visit like a really sick kid in a hospital, as nice athletes do. Gave her his mom's necklace. She was like in a coma. Just this really horrific story. The woman, the girl, gets better. She's fine. 7 years later, randomly, she meets him again, gives him back the necklace last week, and he wins the Indy 500. I mean, crazy feel-good story. I was crying. Of course I was crying. What can possibly make me cry about an IndyCar formula racing? A dying girl that comes back. And there's a lucky necklace and all kinds of stuff. It's a feel-good story. You got a woman going into labor and she's like, go Blackhawks, and just like lets it ride. And we got a dying girl out of the hospital. And a guy wins the Indianapolis 500. And why do they chug milk after when they win? I don't know. At that point, you're not driving anymore. Start chugging the beers. That's going to do it for me. And Rebecca, good job, Rebecca. Thanks, Aaron. Carol is still passed out, by the way. We did a lot of stuff with Carol today. I'm sure none of it probably was recorded because we had to go back and re-record and re-record and re-record. Last day of GarageBand and mics. Yay. Very exciting. Here's your quick things. U.S. Women's Soccer versus Canada, 4:30 Eastern Time, Sunday. It's on ESPN News. It's going to be an amazing match. Indiana and the Heat, two games each. Chicago play the LA Kings. Penguins play Boston Bruins. Amazing hockey. Watch it. French Open men's and women's going on. U.S. college softball championships this weekend. All kinds of fun stuff. Thank you so much for listening. The sound quality is going to get so much better. I'm not going to have any more panic attacks. Well, that's actually not true. But thanks for listening. Have the best week of your life.